we had read last time, for he is not the sadhaka of a book or of many books, he is a sadhaka of the infinite. Therefore, there is no bondage to any particular book in the integral yoga. Another kind of shastra is not scripture, but a statement of the science and methods, the effective principles and way of working of the path of yoga which the sadhaka elects to follow. So we have a distinction here between scripture and a book of science. What is the meaning of a scripture? A scripture, Veda for example is a scripture, Upanishad is a scripture, Bible is a scripture, Quran is a scripture, Avesta is a scripture, Bhagavad Gita is a scripture. Now all these scriptures are in some way or the other books of yoga. And this characteristic of a scripture is that they are revealed words. Scriptures are words received by revelation. They are supposed to contain truth. And normally, adherents of a scripture believe that the entire truth is given in the scripture, in any given scripture. But as Sri Aurobindo has said earlier, even the largest scripture does not bind the sadhaka of integral yoga. Because the truth is ever developing statement. And cannot be imprisoned in one single statement. So that is a scripture, a revealed word. This is distinguished from a scientific book on yoga. There is, for example, in India, a book called Yoga Sutra. Yoga Sutra, I should write down for you. Sutra means aphorism. Aphorism means a brief statement which does not contain explanation. A brief statement which does not contain explanation is called a sutra. So that if you want to explain to somebody or to make a commentary on it. There are some human beings, sometimes very developed, they are not in the habit of giving lectures. They only give statements. They shoot at you a word or two which contain a lot of meaning. Like simply the statement I told you once, that art thou. It's a sutra. In Sanskrit it is Tattvamasi. You are that. Who is you, who is that, is not explained. Tattvamasi. You are that. Now, in India there was a system where most of the teachers spoke in terms of aphorisms. Like the first sutra of this book called Yoga Sutra, it is written by Patanjali. A very great yogi of India, he put down his system of yoga. That system is called Raja Yoga. If you remember, we had spoken of Raja Yoga, Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, etc. So his system of yoga is called Raja Yoga. And the very first sentence is a sutra, is an aphorism. It simply says, cessation of the modifications of the stuff of consciousness is yoga. It's an aphorism, simply one sentence.
The sutra can be a revealed word also, like the Tattvamasi sounds to me also as
it's a revealed word also. Sutras are both the kinds. But even scientific statements can be also sutratmak. They can also be in the form of sutras. This book on Raja Yoga written by Patanjali is written in the form of aphorisms. This is the first sentence. It does not tell you what are modifications, what is stuff of consciousness, what is cessation. It simply uses these three words. And now the commentator has to explain all these words. So, there are many books in India which are called scientific books, which give you the processes in a systematic manner. First this, then this, then this, then this, then this. In a revealed scripture, such a special method is not used to expound. So, a scientific book is one in which you have first definition of a word, then you have explanation of each word, then you have the goal, then the methods, processes, all one by one left laid down. Descriptions of experiences, interrelationship of experiences, the highest experience, all this is systematically stated down. That is called a scientific book of yoga, as distinguished from a scripture. In scripture all this may be given, but not in the systematic manner. From a scripture you have to make a scientific book later on. That is also shastra. Just a scripture is a shastra, this is also shastra. Rajyoga, Patanjali afterwards explains in due course, but not in detail, what is chitta, what is stuff of consciousness, how can you arrive at the cessation of modifications of consciousness. Therefore the method of meditation is given. Then the achievement of samadhi, what is samadhi, is given. And what do you experience in samadhi, that is also given. This entire science of Raja Yoga. Similarly, Hatha Yoga, there is a book called Hatha Yoga Pradipika. Deepa means the lamp. Deepaka means that it makes a lamp. And pravit means put forth. That which puts forth the knowledge that brings about the lamp of light of Hatha Yoga. So there is the meaning of Hatha Yoga Pradipika. It is also a book which tells you what is the body, what are the basic processes of the body, namely breathing and posture. Then explains to you various kinds of breathing, various kinds of postures, the processes of breathing, processes of posture, what are the steps by which you can master your breathing, what are the steps by which you can master your postures of the body, and what results are obtained when you breathe in one way or the other, and when you become the master of breathing, and when you become the master of postures. It's a scientific process explained and described again in the form of sutras, very briefly. So for every yoga, there could be a scientific statement, like this book, Synthesis of Yoga, is a scientific book in which scientifically everything is explained step by step. It is also a scripture because it is also revealed, it is not thought out by Sri Aurobindo in his mind. It is both a scripture and a scientific work. So we come again. Another kind of shastra is not scripture, but a statement of the science and methods, the effective principles and way of working of the path of yoga, which the sadhaka elects to follow. Each path has its shastra, either written or traditional. Passing from mouth to mouth through a long line of teachers. In India, a great authority, a high reverence even, is ordinarily attached to the written or traditional teaching. All the lines of yoga are supposed to be fixed, and the teacher who has received the Shastra by tradition and realized it in practice guides the disciple along the immemorial tracks. Now this word is very important. All the lines of yoga are supposed to be fixed. If a given process is given, you are told what is the first step, what is the second step, what is the third step, what is the eighth step, what is the end of it. And usually you have to master each step little by little. You are not allowed to go to the third step unless you have mastered the first step. If you go to Hatha Yogi and say, I want to be Hatha Yogi, I want to master my body, then for about 5 years you are only taught how to breathe properly. Although breathing is our natural process, but the scientific way of breathing, it takes nearly 4 or 5 years to learn how to breathe properly and to master the breathing. During the time when you are learning breathing, you are not normally taught how to do sitting, postures of the body. That comes later on. So you are taught how to move forward from one step to the other, and even if the second step is allowed in the first step, only temporarily for a short while. But you are insisted upon to master the first step first, then the second step, then the third step,